LSU's ugly 45-29 loss to Texas A&M Saturday was the final blow for Brian Kelly as the Tigers' head coach, and despite a huge buyout, Kelly was fired Sunday. New Orleans native and longtime assistant coach Frank Wilson will serve as interim head coach, and a permanent coach will be named after the regular season. Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo says Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin is likely on top of LSU's wish list.
He's definitely the hottest coach, or one of the hottest college coaches in the country, I would say. So it could be between LSU and Florida for him.
Despite the federal government shutdown, SNAP recipients might still receive assistance to purchase food in November.
The USDA funds the SNAP program, but due to the shutdown, they will not do so in November. Senate President Cameron Henry says they will not allow people to go hungry.
We've been working to try to find a way to fix this.
Henry says Louisiana receives $150 million from the federal government to pay for the food stamp program, and they believe the Louisiana Department of Health can cover the cost for November.
Should that money, fall short, I'm assuming that the administration will prioritize who gets money or give everybody maybe a smaller amount.
The Rainy Day Fund is another option to fund SNAP until the government shutdown ends. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Social Security recipients are getting a 2.8% cost of living increase next year. That's an average of $56 a month. Andrew Mull, the director of advocacy for AARP Louisiana, says lawmakers from both parties have pledged to protect Social Security.
We need them to celebrate how important Social Security is and to continue to ensure it's there.
I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.